ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being. A brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام إذا أضرت النوافل بالفرائض فارفضوها.
Imam Ali said, when optional issues, the nawafil, stand in the way of the wajib, the fara'id, then abandon the nawafil. Welcome back, dear friends. It's a blessing to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali, alayhi salam. One of the beautiful lessons, dear friends, which we learn from the universal persona of Imam Ali, alayhi salam, is the concept of justice, and that too, justice for all. Now, we live in a day and age, as you all know, where justice seems to become justice for a few and injustice for a great many. And that justice for a few is also injustice in reality. So let me explain a little bit. The justice for the few means that the court systems and the laws, they apply to very few people in their true sense, and these laws can be broken, which is injustice in this justice. And for the vast majority of people, the laws are there, you know, and this injustice happens because no matter what they do, even if it's a mistake, they end up getting in trouble. Even if it was involuntary, they end up getting in trouble. But if somebody has power, if somebody has position, they can get away with murder. But if somebody is poor, disenfranchised, or even the common people, they can't even get away with crossing the road and jaywalking. Now, one of the things which we find with Imam Ali alayhi salam, and we find in the historical texts and the books of tradition, is that no common man was made disappointed by Imam Ali's justice. Meaning that person would not think that because I am a commoner, because I have no power, I will be deprived of justice. In today's day and age, when the common man, the average man, the average Joe, if you will, because they have no power, they don't have authority, they don't have wealth, they don't have position, they don't have status, they are not given the justice which should be given to them. They are, a matter of fact, deprived of justice. But when we go ahead and we look a little bit further, we find that those people who have wealth and status and position, they get away with everything. Nobody even bothers to say that these people are breaking the law. Oh, the law doesn't apply to these guys. They're too rich and famous for the law to apply to them. But this poor person, this common person, this person who is a middle class or lower class or is working hard in his life, you better not break any laws, not a single one, or we will fine you and throw you in jail. Imam Ali alayhi salam's justice was so perfect that whether you were a common person, middle class or low class, or if you were incredibly wealthy, upper class, justice was always justice. A profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
You for the protection of the day when property will not avail, nor sons except he who comes with a heart free from evil. And I ask you for protection on the day when the unjust one will bite his hands, saying, "Oh, would that I had taken away with the messenger." And I ask you for protection on the day when the guilty shall be recognized by their marks, so they shall be seized by the forelocks and the feet.
وأسألك الأمان يوم لا يجزي والد عن ولده ولا مولود هو جاز عن والده شيئا إن وعد الله حق.
And I ask you for protection on the day when a father shall not give any satisfaction for his son, nor shall the child give any satisfaction for his father. Surely the promise of Allah is true.
Now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
I'll just would like to share with you one sentiment or the feeling of a lady who was among the followers of Ahlul Bayt. And this is a lady who is known as Sauda bint Ammara bin al-Ashtar al-Hamdaniya. And she was from the family which believed in Amir al-Mu'mineen, from the Hamdaniya Yemeni family and the tribe. And she was a poetess in her own right. She was talented in composing poetry. Very, very powerful words where she says, صَلَّ الْإِلَهَ عَلَىٰ رُوحٍ فَضَمَّنُهُ قَبْرٌ فَعَصْبَحَ فِيهِ الْعَدْلُ مَدْفُونَ. May Allah shower His salawat and blessings on this soul, تَضَمَّنُهُ قَبْرٌ, when the grave took him in, فَعَصْبَحَ فِيهِ الْعَدْلُ مَدْفُونَ. It was not Ali who was buried in there, it was Adl which was buried with him. Means when Ali went, justice is gone. This is what we get from people like you. And so Muawiyah says, what do you know about the justice of Ali? And she says, I'm actually remembering the day where I went to him with a similar complaint like I've come here today. And I went inside, he was doing his nafila prayers. He sensed I was there, he shortened his prayers, turned to me and he said, you know, what is your hajat? Why have you come here? And when I presented the case of his revenue officer, who was being, you know, harsh than required, in his dealing with the issue of, you know, taking revenue for the government, Amir al-Mu'mineen, according to her, he cried at that time on the musalla, raised his hands and says, Allahumma inni lam amur bi dhulmi khalqik. O Allah, you be witness. I did not ask my officers to be unjust to the people. If someone from my officer has done this, it's not because I have asked them to do this. And he immediately asked for the paper and pen, and he wrote a letter to this person, instructing him to come back as soon as he gets the letter, so that he can then, you know, present his own side of the story.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.